duality is an interesting word created from people that study consciousness. Consciousness and physical, or both, or two. This is duality, when in fact there is only one, and that is source energy, and you are a part of source energy, which makes you source energy. Duality is physical formation. It is also metaphysical formation. It is two. It could not exist were it not two. Physical form would not exist did it not have two elements to it. Your terminology for this is plus and minus. And you have created ego, which is mind, which is data, which is a machine, a tool. And why have you created duality? You have created duality to understand self, to understand what it is you are. Source only knows love. Source is all-encompassing love. Source only knows what it is, a pure form of love. And you have created two. Your ego. You have created to drive you to a point to understand what it is you are. This is duality. And this is the purpose of duality. And you do this through experience. And the more knowledge you acquire, the more data you store within your mind, within your ego, the less you are drawn to source energy, which is one, which is all. And you apply this knowledge, this data, to force you towards source, towards love, towards one. And all of the universes, of galaxies, of stars, are all physically created, ever expanding creations from you, created to understand self, to experience self. There is no right way or wrong way of experiencing this. It is a defined process. It is absolute. And this is what you are experiencing now. This is what all are experiencing now. And it is awareness of this. It is knowing within that will drive you to your destination, which is source. You make it very complicated, and you do this for a reason. That reason is so you can apply your linear logic in an attempt to understand what it is you are, to understand the metaphysical, and to ultimately understand, to feel source energy. And you will. You do create many stories, many scenarios, many physical structures to get to this point. And you create them within a chosen time-created illusion that you reside in, that you focus on for this reason, when in reality you are in all and every one, many, you would call, dimensions, many time-created illusions, all within a single moment you exist within. But this one you choose to focus on, as do we. Your mind, your ego, can create, does create many emotions, but they do not cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness. Again, a tool to drive you into a point, a position of understanding self. You know within, instantly, when something is correct for you or not correct for you. It is a knowing, a feeling that you could not explain in words. That is because it is not written. You have to discern for yourself the emotions that are created with your mind and your ego against the frequency and the feeling of knowing. They are two completely different things. You are flippant with your mind, with your ego. You believe within the moment it is correct, and then you don't believe. Source is absolute, it is not flippant. A knowing. Your mind will tell you it is just your imagination. It is not. It is reality. It is the only true form of reality. It is source energy. Absolute. And yet, you will waltz between your mind, your ego, and your imagination, and back again. You must know. And none of this is mystical. Your perception of mystical, of something out of this world, it is not. It is a part of what you are. And the word mystical, you will use, your mind will use to manipulate you with these words. It is real. It is what you are. You merely need to be aware of this. It is perfectly formed for a specific reason. And you are a part. So, therefore, you are a part of a whole. So, therefore, you are whole, and you are connected to everything. So, the best place to start is to know what you are. Know self. Self-inquiry. Once you know self, you know all, because they are the same thing. And, of course, you have created this time illusion. Time is an illusion. It does not exist in the way you think it does. So, there is no higher, and there is no lower. There only is. Within duality, no one. No one is left behind, because there is no behind. Another illusion. Everything occurs within a single moment. And everything can change within a single moment. And by being aware of this, you will change, and all will change its position on the sphere. You will continue within duality, your cycles, from the beginning and right back to the beginning again, of which there is no beginning. And you will do this until you don't, until you become aware of what you are. Source, God, is what you are. Duality is a contradiction. And you see this every day in the world you create. It is a contradiction for a reason. It is by no coincidence or accident that your perception of reality is what it is. It is a perfect formation of energy. Your ego, your mind, your data storage facility, your brain will challenge self, does challenge self in every way, in more ways than you even know. And it does this for a specific reason. You must learn how to detach from it, to separate. You cannot. You must not try to destroy it. The very reason you created it is to guide you on the journey you are experiencing now. You must merely understand it. Know what it is. A tool. There is nothing you cannot repair or heal within your physical form. There is nothing you cannot change. Your physical form is created by you. You can alter, repair, change, heal anything within self. The building blocks of physical form are irrelevant. It is a thought process from the mind to the imagination to consciousness. Everything you are in a physical form is created from a thought, from the mind. If it does not cross the bridge to consciousness, it will remain in the mind. Entrapment is you remaining a machine. When your candle burns and you can cross the bridge, you are much more than this.